T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've waited for this. Again, I'm going to say I'm the last radio DJ in America that still uses this song on Friday. Yeah. So exciting. Welcome back to Overnight America. We're going to do it until we're forced to stop. Nice thing about Friday is, yes, we do open lines, and yes, you're invited to call. So if you're wondering right now and you're thinking to yourself, am I allowed to call and go on the air? The answer is yes. That's how it works. 314-436-7900. Locally here, you can also text that. And 800-925-1120 is the number. Maybe you're somewhere outside of the immediate St. Louis region. We are broadcasting live. It is now technically Friday, a little past midnight. We always have fun on these overnight shows. So go on at it. 800-925-1120. Easy for you to reach the station. And as a bonus, you actually get to chat with producer Mike. Yay! That's a great consolation. Yeah, you get to talk to me, your host, Ryan Recker. You can reach me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. Or if you want to, download the podcast of the show. It's at KMOX.com/ONA. Make it your favorite podcast. Make it your favorite podcast app wherever you get it. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a nice little review. That always helps. Yeah, I solicit these things and I say, please do these things. You know what actually happens? The digital world's so screwed up. It's so hard to find things online. The way other people find it is if someone puts in a good review and then the algorithms say, oh, this person liked it, so this other person might like it. And that's how other people find out. And it takes you like 5 seconds to leave a nice little review, whatever podcast app you use on there. You could use the radio.com app if you are looking for one. And as simple as that. And it always helps, always helps. All right, so let's take some of your calls on this open line. Lee calling in. What's going on, Lee?
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Good, good.
Did you get home last night okay amongst the rain clouds and
yeah, it was crazy.
What's going on in the lightning?
With all of the tornado warnings that were going on, I stuck around probably maybe half hour after the last one or 45 minutes after the last one expired, and there were some thunderstorms.
We had 3 alerts last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There was a lot. I mean, it was such a questionable time because you have Steve Templeton and they're looking at the radar and their radar's indicating things, but the National Weather Service isn't calling it. And it was just crazy all last night.
I can believe it because the only one that really hit down was Jeff City and Wentzville, I think, or Defiance.
Did they call that one at Wentzville? Did they actually say something touched down there?
I believe so, or either it was Defiance. Augusta, one of the three.
Well, they were looking at it on the radar. Yeah, Augusta might have been the day before. So that was another one because we had a couple in a row here. And then if you go back even a couple weeks ago, there were some that hit the southern part of the state too. Yeah.
But I enjoyed the doctor very much as well.
Oh, yeah? Did you get any good information?
Former teacher and social worker in the city of St. Louis.
Oh, is that right? What resonated with you?
What resonated with me as a social worker, both titles of her books, I like to pick up one or both at either through Amazon or at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, Maternal Desire
on and Marriage.
The Rough Patch. Yeah, the one that just came out, The Rough Patch. Yeah,
right.
That's a pretty good one. Clinical Wisdom, Research, Profiles, Couples in Crisis, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I did my research on what makes school successful when I did my master's at SLU. And you have a clue as to what the three basic things that make a school successful?
make a school successful?
Yeah, that's where I taught in city schools, K through 12.
Okay, let's see. If I had to guess what makes a school successful, I would say attitude's got to be a big thing. So the teacher's got to, like, that makes a huge difference when the teachers are out there with a good attitude. I don't know, resources? They get enough resources so they're not always under...
Well, you're close, but you're not on target as far as what my research was on.
Well, so what
Can
was
I
it?
Can I give you my answers?
Yeah.
Okay, parental involvement.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Number two, uniforms. And uniforms. What do you think the third one was?
Parental involvement, uniforms, and Salisbury steak, a Salisbury steak lunch every day.
Oh, there you go.
No. What was the
Fresh
third one?
Lunch at the machines.
Yeah. What was the third one?
Uniforms, parental involvement. You got me thinking a second. I forget the third one because it's been 20 years ago since I did my research.
Uh-huh.
Because I did both public and private.
Tetherball.
There's a major difference. The ability to basically discipline a child.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And that's where parental involvement comes in.
You can't discipline very much in a public school because they have nurseries in the high school, believe it or not, for the kids that have had children.
Oh, wow. Really? Whoa.
Exactly. Whereas in the parochial schools, obviously, they don't cater to nurseries.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea.
I appreciate your time and your comments.
Thanks, Lee. Good to hear from
you. Thank you.
Wow. So they have nurseries for the pregnant teens in high schools? Wow. I had no idea. Are there St. Louis schools that have that right now? Wouldn't that be something? Chuck calling in from Fenton. Hey, Chuck, what's going on?
Hey, you know, it's good to hear you. I always like listening to you. Got me motivated before I go into work tonight. And you just got back from the Who show and see the Who tonight for the, I don't know if it might be their 54th farewell tour. I don't know.
Oh, yeah? Where was that at?
It was at Riverport or whatever they're calling it this week.
Oh, how was it?
Whatever. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. So,
what
yeah,
songs?
But, you know, they started out with a little bit of Tommy, mm-hmm. part of the Tommy album. And then they went into some Quadrophenia. And, you know, there was no talk of Pete Townsend's pedophilia stuff in the background like they were talking a few years ago. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's true or not.
I don't know what happened. So, that was a long time ago. That was 15 years ago or something they brought that up.
Yeah, and... Yeah, no, there's no talk of that, so good thing. And that wasn't happening.
Wow, so how long did they play for?
You know, they had an opening band, the Hindbenders or something like that from Springfield, Missouri. It's called the Hindbenders.
Okay.
They were like a bluegrass band.
Oh, interesting.
And they got on at 7:30, then about 8:30, 8:45, the Who came on until about 10:45, and no backing track.
Wow.
No phony, you know, because the band Kiss, we used to love Kiss. They're on tour right now, this End of the World tour, End of the Road tour, and 95% of the show are backing tracks.
Oh, man.
Pretty well lip-syncing. So if you're heading out to see them in September, expect lip-syncing. And what I hear is, if you go to the show and you find out they're lip-syncing, you can actually go to Live Nation and get your money back. It's online, you can get your money back because it's not actual live show.
What? That's a thing?
Yes, I've read it online where people, fans that went to see Kiss, and they've been complaining to Live Nation getting their money back because they figured out that it wasn't a live show.
Wow. Well, they do have a lot of fire and pyrotechnic things, so there's at least a nice visual to it all. I'm going to have to look up that policy with Live Nation. Did you get a concert shirt?
Oh, I didn't. They were outrageous. I would say they were about $45-$50 each.
Oh, man.
You know, I think coffee mugs were $25. You
wow.
know?
How much were tickets to this one?
Well, you know, what's crazy is, and I tell everybody, I've been going to concerts for years, never buy tickets when they go on sale, people. They're always, like today, I got third row seats about noon today.
Wow, from where?
Off Live Nation.
Oh, wow, how about that? That's something. They must have opened some up, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of pricey. It was about $248.
Okay.
With service charges. But, you know, I could never, you know, I don't know how many chances you get to see, you know.
All right, Chuck. Well, thanks for the update. Hey, what a great way to start the weekend.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You know why they do that? This is a little insider information, but the reason they do that is because they allot a certain amount of tickets to the band. So, like, let's say the band comes into St. Louis and they know people, there's always requests. So they say, oh, I want tickets, I want tickets, I want tickets. So they put, like, a lot together of tickets for them to give out to people. And then when they don't give them out, they resell them. So they put them back into the pool to sell. So, yeah, they always have the good tickets for, you know, them to use. And sometimes, you know, radio station gets tickets for giveaway. So they allot for some radio and media. And not all of them get used. So they go back into the pool and sold back. That's interesting. You can't always depend on that, though, right? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Lines are open. Maybe you saw The Who tonight. Maybe I need to speak louder to you right now because you saw The Who tonight. If you saw The Who tonight, it's 800-925-1120. Your ears might be ringing still. You know, you got to speak louder. I get that. But it is an open line for you on the last show of the week. Plus, you're invited. So this is your golden ticket, Willy Wonka style. It's Overnight America, KMOX. All right, having some fun here tonight. It's what we do. It's what we do. 314-436-7900. That's the number. We keep the lines a little flexible, so that means you're invited to call and participate. Marty, driving down 70. What's going on, Marty?
Hey there. Just trying to stay awake, rolling into St. Louis for the weekend.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thanks. We used to live here, coming in to catch a Cardinals game, even though they're playing like dogs, and celebrate the weekend I met my wife 18 years ago.
Oh, great. Okay. So yeah. Is she with you right now?
Yeah, and my two daughters.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And we can blow up all of social media for all three of them.
Get rid of it. Are they looking at their phones right now?
Probably.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah.
But, yeah, enjoy listening to the program. I pick it up in Ohio.
Wow.
And pick up also the, when I had to work early, the Great American Stories that I usually enjoy.
Yeah, from 2 to 4, basically, in the morning. Yeah. So all the way in Ohio, 70 stretches. Is it to Columbus? Is that where it goes?
Yeah, we're about an hour north of Columbus.
Yeah, okay, neat.
Now, where were you in Michigan when you lived in Michigan?
I lived outside Detroit, and I'm trying to remember what's an hour north of Columbus. Is that Mansfield?
Marion.
Marion, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Marion. When I was living in Ohio, I lived in Lima.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lima's not too far. I work in Royal Oak.
Oh, cool. I got some friends that live there. Nice little area.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, high end. You know, it's the fancy certain parts of Royal Oak.
Right.
Yeah, I might go visit a friend next week who lives out there. Engaged. So I wanted to meet who's going to be soon his bride. That'll be kind of cool.
Oh, awesome. So I got a request before I get off, been also following the blues, Gloria, if you can play a little bit of that.
Okay, so you got the blues fever. All right, I think we can do that for you. Hey, thanks, Marty.
All right. Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, Marty wants to hear some Gloria. I feel like we're still allowed to do it right now, mostly because I am feeling like as long as we don't play it too close to game one, which is Monday, the Blues know that this is played after a victory. You don't want to jinx it, and also you don't want to reward yourself with this song until that victory is in the books.
Gloria, you're always on the run now, running after somebody. You gotta get him somehow.
What do you think of my dancing?
I think you got to slow down.
That's not dancing.
What? What would you call this move?
Careful not to show it. You really don't remember.
I like to look at myself more of like a Charlie Brown backup dancer in those cartoons. They only did the same move back and forth.
In your head, calling on
How would you describe this dance?
It looks as if you're trying to lift something twice to your left and then trying to lift something twice to your right over your head.
This is the
back and forth.
Remember that Uma
lift
Uma
left,
guy?
Lift left, lift right, lift right.
That's what I'm trying to do, the Uma Uma guy. You remember him?
I do. I do remember
one of
him.
The first viral videos out there. All right, Marty, here you go. It's so good, I'm telling you. I feel it in my bones. 4-game sweep. Whew. Go ahead. Go to Vegas. Put some money on that. And don't blame me when it doesn't pay out. Gerald from Fenton. Hey, Gerald, what's going on?
Not much.
Were you at the Who concert?
I was at the Who concert, and Pete Townsend's voice was very raspy tonight.
Ooh, really? Okay, so...
He had laryngitis.
That's tough. He's got all these dates, and maybe at that age, it's hard to keep up. They've been out there on the road a lot.
Yeah, but it was a good show, and the violin player, she was awesome. She came out at the end wearing her blues uniform.
Oh, that's cool. Does Pete Townsend sing on a lot of the tracks? I thought he only did a few of them.
He only did a few of them. It was all Daltrey.
Yeah. Did you see them the other night? Was it on Jimmy Fallon's show? They did that little closet concert?
No, I didn't see that, unfortunately.
I'll see if I can find that. It was a pretty cool little bit they did. So they're pretty popular. Apparently, they're selling out these places. That's, I guess, a good time to see them. How much did you pay for the ticket?
I paid about $250 for two tickets.
Okay, for a pair of tickets. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment of the night?
Probably when they had just Pete and Daltrey and the violin and the celloist with them. That was the best part.
What song did they do?
Behind Blue Eyes.
Ah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, the Who's got some pretty good songs. I think my favorite Who's song was Squeeze Box. I always liked that one. Did they play that tonight?
No, they did not play that. They didn't even play Athena either.
Oh, interesting. They had to have done, like, was it Baba O'Reilly and...
That was their last song of the night.
I bet that one got everyone pumped up to leave. Oof.
Oh, yeah, it got everybody pumped up all right.
Awesome. Well, that's good news. All right, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks, Gerald.
No problem. Have a good night.
See, I don't dance like this at concerts or anything. It's only in the studio when it's appropriate. Why are you still looking at me like I'm... Like, this isn't a valid dance move. Like, that could fly. I can go to the clubs with all these kids out there today, and I'd do this. I get a lot of looks. Randy from Florissant.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi.
We were at the Who as well.
Oh, cool. How was it?
It was great. Fantastic.
Are your ears ringing?
My left ear is just about totally deaf.
Oh, wow. How close were you to a speaker?
we weren't that close. We were a couple of rows from the back of the covered area.
Oh, cool. You know, everyone so far that's called in said it was an awesome show.
But it was fantastic. And, you know, Pete Townsend's 74 years old.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, I mean, he played continuously for 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Wow. That's a long time to be playing.
Holy mackerel. I was just blown away that he is still incredible.
So how much did you pay for tickets?
$67.50 per ticket, my wife and I went.
And how far back were you?
Well, like I said, we were two or three rows from the very edge of the covered area.
I see. So overall, was it a standing concert or was it a sitting concert?
No, because I think the average age was 76 years old, and people that old can't stand that long.
Can I just? I just want to say that makes it even better, doesn't it? That makes it worth every penny if you can sit through the show.
Oh. Yeah, you can sit through it. Yeah, there was a little standing. That's not a whole lot. Most of the time, we were able to sit. We were able to see the stage, see the big screens, and it was beautiful weather. It was really a nice, nice evening.
Hey, I know what you're talking about when it comes to the average age. I'm at the age that I don't want to stand if I go anywhere and watch anything.
No one
wants to do that. I'm done with that.
I'm done standing.
Yeah. I think most people want to sit for the show, and then it's kind of, it feels almost like, Are we really standing? Do we have to?
Do we have to stand? Yeah, Come on, people.
And then you're thinking about, man, this show would be so much better if I could be sitting, and you're distracted by all that. I don't go to concerts anymore, and I really don't care to. But I just remember, even when I was going to concerts, the best ones were the ones you could sit through.
Exactly.
And now, another moment of Ryan Recker getting old.
Thanks a lot, Producer Mike. All right, Randy, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you.
All right, sir. Enjoy your program. Thanks.
Ah, my back! Ah! I wish we could just sit down. Ah, my back! Very few concerts I've ever attended I've been able to sit through. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX. Seriously, where did all these bugs come from? I mean, they're around the house. I've already sprayed my house with the bug barrier, and it seems to be okay, but... And then looking out this window, that's all I see. Bugs everywhere, crawling on the window, attracted to the light of this studio. I'm going to have to close off. Man, it is just too much. Sick of bugs. Sick of bugs. On this Thursday night into Friday morning, we like to do something a little bit more fun, which is allow you to pick what we talk about. Yeah, we keep the phone lines open, and you're invited to call 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line, or 800-925-1120. That is another great option. You may be calling anywhere. Like we just had Marty from the last half hour call all the way from Ohio driving through on 70, which is pretty neat. I think it's pretty great. I think there's so many great things to talk about, and this week has just been weird because on Tuesday, the Blues win, and we just talked all Blues. Yesterday, we had those severe storms that came through, so we just talked severe storms and covered that as it was very important to cover. Now, we get to talk about what we want. Let me go to Jim, who's in St. Louis. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Ryan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to say that I can barely hear myself talking, but I just wanted to say that, like, until yesterday, I 10 years ago, I bought this laptop computer, and it was like a four-wheel drive dragster.
Uh-huh.
And, like, just recently, it turned out that they don't make updates for it anymore. And I have like a docking station, a 22-inch monitor, a wireless mouse, a wireless keyboard, a wireless router, all this equipment for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it turns out, I went into U-Break iFix, and he told me that the guy in the back was doing something to the computer, and I said, you know, I'm told that my computer, I have to buy a new one. And they have, until yesterday, I was being told that they had to transfer all the information off of the hard drive to an external hard drive and then transfer it back onto the new computer, but that my old computer was just trash. But now, U-Break iFix says that if you got a really high quality computer that just doesn't run Windows 9 and whatever it was, they may be able to wipe the hard drive and then install Windows 10 on it.
Yeah, put a new operating system, sure.
Maybe, but he's not for sure about it. But it's worth a try to save yourself having to buy, I don't know, this laptop computer was like $1,500. It's expensive piece of it.
Well, even if you're talking about 10 years old, I mean, they've come a long way with what would be offered on a laptop anymore. So your $1,500 laptop, if you were to like spec it out to today, you're probably spending like $500 or something. Like, it's probably going to be not that expensive. And that's just how computers work. They get bigger and better and stronger, and the equipment gets smaller. And next thing you know, it's not worth as much, the older ones.
$500 is a lot. $500 is a lot of money to me, so...
Yeah, well, you'd be getting a brand new one, though, and I'm sure that one will last you about 10 years. But, you know, it'll outdate itself pretty quickly if you buy, kind of a lower-end laptop anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they make those Chromebooks and things. I keep seeing ads for Chromebook, and it seems like they build it for people that just primarily use the internet, and that's it. Like, they're not really putting a high strain on their laptop. You're not using, video and audio editors on there. You're not going on and playing these high-end games that would require a really big processor, things like that. So you can buy these low-end just for internet ones. Very expensive anymore. A couple hundred bucks, and it'll probably last you if all you're doing is going online and looking up cat videos where you want to go send some pictures to your grandkids and have them send you stuff back, you know, stuff like that. That's how it works. Now, there was a story the other day that caught my attention, and this is Fox 40 in Sacramento. I would love to be as cool as a cucumber as these guys. Listen to what happened.
Heading to Mather to pick up another veteran. That's what we do.
Tim Page was in the military family support group's van heading south on Interstate 5 when suddenly something pierced their windshield.
And out of the corner of my eye, I see this yellow thing. And the next thing I know, my partner or my rider has this thing stuck in his chest.
Whoa. So they do a transportation service for people in the military, which is a cool service. And we have different services around town that do certain things, medical transport. And yeah, they have specific transports for specific needs. And they just transport military people. I'm assuming they go to the VA in different therapies. And on top of that, they may just need some way to socialize with other people too. So they go and they pick them up from their house. They drive them here. They drive them there. They do these certain things. Now imagine you're driving down the interstate. This is in Sacramento. And you're transporting, and this is a military veteran, older gentleman, in the front seat. And all of a sudden, something comes flying through the windshield. Crazy.
Minutes earlier, the California Highway Patrol says 32-year-old Matthew Adam Thompson, who is a transient, stole that tripod from a Caltrans survey team on Front Street. For whatever reason, Thompson walked a block, and according to the CHP, he threw the tripod onto I-5 from 2nd Street.
Then when I looked over and saw my buddy, it was like...
He gives a face, whoa, man. Yeah, how crazy is that? That can happen anywhere. You know, some dude doesn't have anything to do, anywhere to go, picks up a survey tripod that just happened to be around, walks a mile or a block or whatever it was through an overpass and tosses it onto the interstate like it's a javelin and it goes through this windshield. That can happen anywhere. That is insane.
Tripod had impaled the passenger. Page pulled onto the shoulder and he admits he panicked.
Did where I was a little bit excited.
But his
Well, if that happened to you, do you think you'd be excited too?
A bit excited.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be a little bit excited too.
A little bit excited.
But yeah, I know. Now that's enough to get someone excitable, you know? So what do you think happens there? The whole thing is just absolutely crazy.
Did where I was a little bit excited.
But his passenger, a retired Army veteran and police officer, remained calm.
And there was no blood or anything, and I didn't realize that spike had gone into his chest, into his lung, and broke 4 ribs.
In fact, Page says his passenger didn't even think they should call 911.
He says, no, I'm okay. And I says, I looked at the windshield and I said, we can't drive out of here anyway. I'm calling 911.
Yeah, so you got this thing and it completely caved in your windshield on the one side. The spike goes through the person's chest, breaks 4 ribs, and then lands and ends in his lung, punctures his lung. And the guy's in the front seat, military veteran. What does he say? I'll be okay. We don't need to call an ambulance. That's too expensive. Wow. I tell you what. Now, I wish I was as strong as that guy. I wish that, man, there's just some people that have a way of dealing with pain and problems. I can get like that, but it's normally me working around the house or working on the car, and I have a limited amount of time, and I'm just getting tired and exhausted, and I just want to get the job done. You know, I could work on something, and I can just beat myself up trying to get a job done. And in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't care what it takes. I could lose a finger as long as I get this stupid job done. I'll be happy. Now, this is a completely different type of mentality. If you're just hanging out, like, think about what most people would do in a scenario like that. The very first thing, this thing would happen, they would freak out. And, you know, before they called 911, they'd call a lawyer, like, before that even happened. Think about even the minor inconveniences of the things that happen around your office. Oh, boy. Look at, I sat down and, you know, I got back up and, oh, my back hurts, so I'm done. Or I slipped on I slipped on some pavement outside of my work and, boy, now I think I'm going to have to call a lawyer. You know, this guy has been impaled by a surveying tripod and his first instinct is, I'm okay. Just go ahead and, you know, just keep driving. It's all good. Wow.
While waiting for an ambulance in the rain, Paige says his passenger actually asked to move up under the overpass so that the first responders wouldn't get wet once they arrived.
You know, he's very experienced in what he did before he retired.
The CHP used surveillance video later in the day to track down and arrest Thompson. Meanwhile, the incident hasn't slowed down the military family support group.
In fact, another one of our volunteer drivers picked up our van and is already transporting another veteran to Mather today.
Oh, that's awesome. So they keep on going because they know other people have needs and they don't want to let those people down either. Good for that organization. That's from Fox 40 in Sacramento. Man, that guy is something else. How'd you like to be as tough as that guy? This is Overnight America, KMOX. I can't believe it's almost the weekend. I'm so ready for it. We have some friends coming into town, which I'm excited for. They're going to be staying with us and their kids, and we haven't actually got together in a long time. Last time we saw them would have been, I don't know, about 7 years ago, something like that. So they're going to be traveling through, and we said, yeah, come stay at our house. So the kids will get to play, have some fun. It'll be a full house for sure. We get to eat all the greasy foods, things that, you know, when people are in town, what do? You bring them the good food, man. Sure, we'll be getting some Emo's pizza. We'll have to go get some Ted Drew's or something, and I don't know where the toasted ravioli's coming in. Maybe I'll get some from Emo's along with the pizza. They do that one combo thing. But I'll show them all the good stuff. They're only in for a few days, so we can't do everything. There was a study that came out. Fox News did a story on it. Processed foods may be addictive, according to a landmark study. Bag of potato chips, when you start eating them, remember the thing they said was you can never eat just one. Once you eat one, you got to keep going and going and going and slam through an entire bag. And it was almost like the same challenge that they did with a Tootsie Roll Pop or whatever. How many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? And then the owl would do three licks and then three. What a great classic commercial. It's wonderful. Well, yeah, there are addictive things. I don't know if we're necessarily addicted to processed foods. I think we just like cheap food that tastes good. And we got a lot of that here in America. It's not something that is helping us by any means. It's not something that's making us healthier. We're actually pretty unhealthy. But hey, we have the freedom to do that. So landmark research appearing in a journal called Cell Metabolism, what sounds like one of the worst, most boring journals out there. Oh, I'm just sitting down enjoying my latest edition of Cell Metabolism. Ugh. It shows that ultra-processed foods may actually have something habit-forming in them, pushing people to overeat and gain more weight and lose than those on foods that have less processing, which is kind of fascinating. I don't know. I mean, the exact same food that's available here is available anywhere else. I mean, you can go to these other countries that are a lot healthier than us, and they actually have a better grip on what their diet intake should be there. And, you know, people here, you all have the option to do it, just like anywhere else does. It's one part, it's cultural, because, you know, some cultures, they put more importance on the health food. And here in the United States, it could be cultural. We're just love our junk food, and we don't shame. Like, for example, let me bring up this other article from the Delish, the blog there. It says, Twix in Snickers-flavored chocolate milk is here. Now, sign me up. Now, just do a whole study about how unhealthy we are, and we're eating all these processed foods, and immediately I find in the stores Twix and Snickers chocolate milk. It goes for about $2.50 each, suggested retail price, like on The Price is Right. And they try to make it so there's 14 grams of protein in these things. So you look at it and say, oh, that's a lot of protein. That'll be good for me. No, thanks. So my son was asking me, we gave him a fruit cup, like a little tiny, you know, cup of like regular fruit cup. And we were eating it, and he was eating it, and he was enjoying it, and it was good. And we get to the end, and he's like, is this good for me? He asked me if a fruit cup was good for you. And I said, well, the fruit's good, but it's in all of that liquid stuff. It's probably not good. They probably jam it with all kinds of sugars and things. And he has a hard time understanding that. It's like, okay, fruit is good, but the juice around fruit is bad. But sometimes fruit is bad, but sometimes fruit is really good. And then sometimes they don't understand. You know what? We're all like that. I feel like we're all four-year-olds, and people are trying to explain this stuff to us, and we still don't understand it. And rightfully so. It's pretty confusing. Oh, one other thing. This is from Newser. There was a recent season 3 trailer for Stranger Things that was just released. It's coming back this summer. Stranger Things is set in 1985. Season 3, I'm sure it will be good because season 1 and 2 were both very, very good, and it's a great storyline. And what I like about these Netflix shows, if you know anything about it, they just release them. So go get it all. You can watch it all in one sitting if you really want to dedicate the time to that. But sometimes they'll re-release certain things around certain shows, and this is something that's pretty cool. They're going to be re-releasing the infamously unpopular New Coca-Cola. Some 500,000 cans of New Coke will be made available as part of this marketing gimmick for Stranger Things Season 3. New Coke was sold until 2002 under the moniker Coke 2. Then the original version of Coke was sold as Coca-Cola Classic. And everyone said, this New Coke is no good. No one liked it. Everyone made fun of it. They were mocked for this sort of thing. But if you, for whatever reason, have a hankering for some original Coke, you can go get it now. If you have a hankering for Coke 2 or New Coke, and you've been thinking to yourself, I'll never be able to live the glory days of New Coke ever again, well, boy, were you wrong. Go out and get it while you can. And that's going to be out here pretty soon. According to Newser, it'll be mentioned on the show, and when they release the show, they're going to use that as part of a marketing ploy. The show comes out July 4th. It's kind of a perfect little time for it. Go to your next 4th of July party or whatever it is. What are you bringing? Oh, I'm bringing the New Coke that no one's going to drink. Sure, I get it. All right, one last hour of Overnight America until we say goodbye for the weekend and I start mentally preparing for what is going to be the huge Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final Monday night. You're going to catch it here on KMOX starting at 7 o'clock with the Blues and Bruins. If you want to join in on the show, we'll take some more of your calls next hour, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. It's Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.